hypertext, to put it clearly, is a mapping of a text onto a four-dimensional space. Normal grammars, then, do not apply and become branching structures anew. Fragments, branches, links.
The word is glowing and on a screen. It is electronic and cannot be touched. It has been copied over thousands of times and reverberates through virtual space. The text coils in on itself. It is a topographic map of the air currents in the upper atmosphere, those sudden winds that change direction, inexplicable.
The reader becomes a sort of satellite taking photographs of a huge and varied terrain. The reader can see the whole world or zoom in to see a particular ant on the banks of the Seine. The ant has six legs. The reader is staring at a video screen. How then to turn the page? There is no paper.
It is, as Borges might write, a library of babble in which there are so many books all in one place that one is tempted not to read at all.